Well, patient's name. First name is Kathleen. Kathryn Nancy E. Last name Wallace, Wallace. ID number is 32257. Date of birth is November 27, 1925. This is a new patient slash comprehensive consultation noted also a letter to Samaya, Tiasintom, H-I, MSN Mary, MSN Mary, I-A-H, last name Kumar, K-U, MSN Mary, A-R-M-D. Carbon copies to Shirley, SSN Sam, H-I-R-L-E-Y, initial A, last name Ice, I-C-E-M-D. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Kumar, thank you for the opportunity of evaluating Ms. Wallace, reader. Exitropesimulus, Ms. Wallace is a pleasant 87-year-old elderly woman who, since about November of last year, started to notice some heartburn, which progressively became worse, About 3 weeks ago, she also started having trouble swallowing, especially solid foods, with associated nausea, coma, vomiting, and regurgitation, The patient is also found to have lost about 15 pounds in the last 2 months, Therefore, coma, the patient was referred to you for further evaluation, The patient was started on proton pump inhibitors, More importantly, coma, the patient underwent esophagogastroendoscopy on January 14, 2013, which showed a large growth in the mid and distal esophagus from 28 centimeters from incisors. Again, it's a large mass occupying most of the esophagus lumen, Pathology reports are consistent with a poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma with SIGNET, SSNCE, ring, RINSNCG, differentiation, HER2/NEU receptor status analysis is still pending, As far as therefore, coma, the patient is seen at your request in light of those findings for further evaluation and recommendations, Next paragraph, please see above for pertinent positives, She has any chest pain, She reports no worsening shortness of breath, coma, cough, coma, hemoptysis, or palpitations, She never complained of abdominal pain, She reports no melena, coma, hematochexia, coma, coffee ground, like vomitus, or hematemesis, As above for weight loss, There is no worsening bone pain or body pain, The patient does suffer from stable chronic dyspnea at exertion due to congestive heart failure, as well as bilateral leg edema, Next paragraph, the rest of the 14 systems reviews non-contributory, Next paragraph, past medical history, number one, HYPO hypothyroidism, next number, diabetes mellitus type 2, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, coronary artery disease, next number, prior findings of atrial fibrillation, next number, dilated cardiomyopathy slash congestive heart failure, next number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number, chronic kidney disease, next number, cerebrovascular accident, next number, hypertension. Next paragraph, post-surgical history, number one, percutaneous transluminal coronary angioplasty with one stent placed, next number, appendectomy, next number, dilatation and curettage times two, next number, bilateral cataract surgery, next number, partial colon resection due to obstruction, next number, tonsillectomy. Next paragraph, allergies. Animal dander, comma, aspirin, comma, bananas, comma, ground beef, comma, bandaging tape, comma, Demerol, comma, erythromycin, comma, ibuprofen, comma, iodine, contrast, comma, metals, comma, pneumovax, and tetracycline, Next paragraph, medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, As far as social history, the patient is widow period, she is retired period. There is no history of toxic habits period. As far as family history, non-contributory for hematologic or oncologic disorders period. Nesparagraph review assistance as above. Nesparagraph physical examination in general, well-developed and well-nourished obese elderly female period. She appears well period. There is no distress period. The patient is seen in the presence of her daughter-in-law period. Next vital signs, blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 68, respiration 16, temperature 98.3, height 61 inches, weight 182. Next, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-R-L-A, comma, E-O-M-I, comma, pink conjunctiva, comma, enicteri sclera, comma, clear throat, and moist oral mucosa, period. Next, neck, supple, period, no JVD, period, the thyroid is not palpable, period. Next, lymph nodes, N-O-N-E, not palpable in the cervical, comma, supraclavicular, comma, axillary, inguinal areas, period. Next, chest, no dullness to percussion, period. Next, lungs, clear to auscultation, period. Next, heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Asystolic ejection murmur grade 3 over 6 is her, period. S3, S is in 3, S3 gallop is also her, period. Next, abdomen, obese and difficult to evaluate, period. Bowel sensor no more active, period. It is soft, common, depressible, and non-tender, period. And the liver and spleen are not palpable, period. No mass or palpable, period. Next, extremities 1 over 4 beating edema, period. There is also minor changes regarding venous insufficiency, period. There is no cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, other investigations. So 1 CT of the chest, comma, abdomen, and pelvis without any contrast, which is then a limited evaluation, suggests a soft tissue mass lesion at the gastroesophageal junction measuring about 3.5 times 2.1 centimeters in cross section, period. There are also non-pathologic lymph nodes noted measuring 6 millimeter in the posterior mediastinum, comma, subparietal lymph node measuring 6 millimeter was also seen, as well as retrocrural lymph node. Period. No other abnormalities are found except for a right upper lobe 7 millimeter nodule of uncertain clinical significance. Period. Next number. Reports from your office are noted, some are reviewed, and highly appreciated. Period. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Poorly differentiated adenocarcinoma of the distal esophagus / gastroesophageal junction, semicolon HER-2/NEU status unknown, semicolon awaiting results, period. ECOG performance status is borderline, period. I am quite concerned, not only regarding advanced age, but many and significant medical history and comorbidities, period. In light of this, comma, I find the patient medically unfit, not only for surgery, but possibly for chemotherapy or combined modality chemoradiation. Period. Next paragraph, five recommendations. Number 1, PET/CT fusion scan prior to return, period. If there is no evidence of metastatic disease, we may consider endoscopic ultrasound of the mass. Period. Next number, CBC slash differential, comma, comprehensive metabolic panel, comma, CEA, comma, iron profile, comma, B12, comma, folate, comma, TSH, and 3D4 prior to return. Period. Next number, I will assess Ms. Wallace with the above results, and further recommendations will follow. Period. Again, comma, I am not enthusiastic for major surgical resection nor the possibility of chemotherapy / combined modality chemoradiation, period. Next number, the patient is awaiting for esophageal stent placement. We may consider palliative radiation therapy and / or best supportive care, period. Next paragraph again, comma, thank you for the opportunity of evaluating Ms. Wallace Friot, Astronograph respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Usher, MTMD.